Blog Talk Radio.
God is
Oh my goodness. There we go. Okay. All righty. This is a little blog talk studio moment starts today. Yeehaw. Okay. See, Rita, you are there, and we have a caller in queue here. I've just got to make a few quick announcements. Jethro is doing the free gift basket giveaways. There we go. I'll untangle my tongue today and get it said right. Anyway, this is a weekly giveaway, and kind of like Forrest Gump with, you know, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Well, that's kind of like our weekly gift basket giveaways. We never quite know what's going to be in them. We've had a lot of people donate, you know, a lot of different things. We've had some authors, you know, donating some of their books. We've had people donating their CDs, you know, the musical stuff there. We've had people donating their energy, you know, type jewelry, bracelets, that kind of stuff. We've had people put their, you know, some free readings in the baskets, you know, just depends. It's kind of a mixed bag every week. But if you would like to be in the drawing each week, it's like do enter at least once a week. And you can do that really quickly and easily by going to, and let's see if I can type this in and talk at the same time, it's www.psychicsgonewild.com. There we go. I think I spelled it right. Yes, I believe I did. Okay. So it's www.psychicsgonewell.com. Go to the contact page, enter your information there, and then under the message, just type in and say, hey, Psychic Jethro, I would like to be entered in the drawing for this week for the free gift basket giveaway. And then pull the winner every week out of all the, entries he gets every week. He picks a winner for the week, and he does announce that at some point in time on the Friday show, which is aired at 8 p.m. Eastern time. It's only for an hour. And so each and every Friday, we have a different winner, and he does have some, some contact information. It says if you, have found out that you have, you're the winner of our basket this week, please, contact us, get a hold of us, and he likes you to do it before Sunday. So, if you are a winner of a weekly free, one of those free, gift basket giveaways, get a hold of him right away. It's like, listen to the show in archives, because all these are archives, so you can, if you can't get with it and hear it right when he's airing it for that hour that evening, get back in archives and find that. You just type in, the show is also called Psychic's Gone Wild. And also, our call-in number is the same every week, every day, every time. Same bat time, same bat station. Yep, it's us. Is 773-897-6461. And what you also find when you go to that site is you find everybody who is a regular reader on our show, or a regular psychic person, or has somebody else there. And in fact, we have our poetess, Jan. She's got a page there now, and I know some of the pages are still under construction. They work on them, as they get information with people. And I had a really creative suggestion I was going to run by Jethro, because I said, we have so many people, so many authors, so many people who have come on and are doing their books and, musical stuff and whatever. It's like we've got a couple, three people who are doing music, downloads and stuff, and you can get them, through iTunes, this and that and the other. But if we just had a page in our Psychic's Gone Wild site, it would just be called the directory. And if anybody else besides me thinks the directory would be a great idea, and it just, would be a page where everybody would offer their, in addition to the individual contact pages, but just to offer, say, okay, this is, these are the books we have, these are the CDs we have, and here's how to get them, and here's the people who do them, and, that kind of stuff. It would just be kind of like think of the yearbook, that you had in high school, just those small snapshots and just kind of that little bit of contact information under there. And if we had something like that, that was a, the quick directory, it's like I've seen other websites set those up with great efficiency and great effect, and then, just kind of let you see everything that everybody's offering kind of all at once. And the other thing, coffee. They do offer some free coffee in there. And that was the other thing I was going to say is, if you would like, holidays are coming up, cold weather is coming on, so people are wanting hot coffee rather than the iced coffees for the summer. But Jethro and I are both in the gourmet healthy coffee bit, and some of our listeners are too here. So it's like, any of you guys who are into this, but give us a call, and we will show you how to either buy a box, set up your own retail account. Setting up a retail account is free, so you can buy it directly online for yourself. Or if you would like to join the company and get it at wholesale price delivered to your doorstep, we can also show you how to do that moment too. So anyway, but just keep, holiday gift giving in mind. And it's like, if you have somebody who is a coffee drinker, more than likely they would really enjoy the coffee that we have. It's like I say, it's a gourmet coffee, but it also has a health benefit to it, a hidden health benefit, in that it has an ancient herb in it that has been in use for 4,000 or 5,000 years, depending on which sources you cite, and it does amazing things for the body. I know for myself, I had I was going to see a corneal specialist because I had lost sight in my right eye. Due to encamping parasites, and then scar tissue on the eye, and I got cataracts, and all kinds of horrible things happened, and I had a pupil that was white. So he told me that the only way to really fix it was to have a corneal transplant, which I could not afford, did not have insurance for, all that good stuff. So I said, well, I'll get back with you on that, because he did offer to do it if I agreed to pay him $50 a month for the rest of my natural life. And I said, yeah, I think think I'm going to look around a little bit. So 5 months later, I ran across this coffee, and I drank one packet a day because I was not a coffee drinker. I am not a coffee drinker. I never was, and I have become one because this stuff with the herb in it neutralizes the acid, neutralizes that bitterness, takes most of that caffeine out. And in 90 days, 90 packets later, 3 boxes of this coffee later, I had my eyesight back. It was really phenomenal. It cleaned out all the stuff in my eyes. And it's an international company. And what they do allow us to say here in the United States, due to our lovely FDA, is that it oxygenates the blood, it detoxifies the blood, and it restores your pH balance. I was like, wow. Now, in other countries, they simply say, check this out, this is what it cures, and they just go through the list. It's like, so yeah, this country is the only one that that we can't use the word diagnose or cure, but other countries are not limited by that. So anyway, with that thought in mind, okay, and welcome Skid Gen guest, and thank you guys for logging in here. Appreciate you coming by on a Sunday afternoon. We do have a caller in the queue, so we're gonna see if they would like to have a card reading done today. And this is area code 617. You are live on with us today.
Yes, hello?
Hello? No, this is not Tosca.
Yeah. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Yes, hi. My name is Catherine. I'm calling from Boston.
Oh, wow. Cool. All righty. How is the Eastern Seaboard today?
Oh, it's cold.
As long as you have power, that's an important thing.
Yes, right. Right. That's so true.
All righty. Well, what I do is I work a little bit differently than Jethro. It's like he is a very naturally born psychic, and I am by definition a mirror card reader. So what I do and how I do it is I need to get at least your month and your day of birth, and I can tell you what are the two cards associated with your birth date, and then I can just
4/18/1970.
4/18. Okay, let's see. Let me see if my pen's going to work here. 18/70. Okay, Aries. And you know what? I think I am familiar with that one because that just happens to be the birthday of my son-in-law.
Okay.
You are a 3 of diamonds with a 7 of diamonds rising there. Okay, let's see. So you are, your birth card is a 3 of diamonds, and you have a 7 of diamonds as a planetary ruler. So we'll go and take a look at that. It's like, wow, threes are highly creative people, and you also have a lot of things that happen with you, happen to you in this life. A lot of your, you know, karmic lessons and things that you come in to learn about are learned through money. But the basic thing is about your values. You really come here to explore what your values are and what's important to you. And the name of this card is, it's just the deck of the t-shirt that we use. Like, you know, I think the poker playing there is called Financial Creativity. And also along there is the 3 of diamonds is considered actually one of the most difficult life paths of all the cards. Wow, especially when the 3 of diamonds is a woman, because you have that queen of diamonds as your personality and karma card, which is the second most or the other most difficult card in the deck. So you got 2 cards running neck and neck going, wow, are you going to have fun this time? Okay, indecision in values, along with past life relationship karma, you've got a 6 of hearts as a karma card, can result in many challenges with your affections. You also can be some of the biggest worriers about your finances. All threes are kind of guilty of worry and indecision. You've got to find some constructive outlets for your overactive mind. The best remedy is really to find some expression of your creativity. You've got to express yourself. And I've seen people who are bricklayers, who, you know, creatively lay their bricks. And, you know, don't ask me how, but they make patterns in those things. It's just amazing. A natural interest in metaphysics should be cultivated if you are going to know more peace in your life and overcome many hurdles and temptations. You have a mind that can really penetrate the secrets of the universe. Among the secrets lies the understanding about your life and the personal karma you are here to deal with. And that understanding brings a lot of peace into your life. You always know right from wrong, though sometimes you try to ignore what you know, and that's to your detriment. Not all the threes, you know, have that, because there's always, you know, high side and the low side to these cards. If you're operating out of the high side of this card, you're very creative, very productive. You express yourself in a multitude of productive ways. You can be some of the greatest entertainers or public speakers. You've got a very powerful mind and usually a very powerful voice to match. With that voice and mental resources to back it up, you can be the most effective promoters once you've found something that you really believe in. And just other people, consider yourself lucky if you have a three of diamonds promoting your products or services. So I would like to talk to you after the show. No. The marketing stuff here. Okay. You got some. You have more satisfaction in business where you can travel or do various or different kind of things. There's usually someone younger for whom you must make sacrifices. Sometimes, you know, one or more of your own children, or if it's, you know, not biological children, you know, nieces, nephews, people you adopt into your, you know, family, if you will. With the two nines in your life path, your later life can be disappointing unless, big unless, you have developed that spiritual side which gives you that peace and wisdom. You are here to try on many ideas for size and then to settle on the truth. You always benefit from changes and travel and your advice to pursue a career that kind of gives you some freedom in that area. And then with relationships, because you've got those two, that three of diamonds and that queen of diamonds, running neck and neck with the queen of diamonds as being the most difficult in the deck in this area. Part of it is you've got such great creativity in this card. You come into this life feeling like there are boundless realms to explore and experience. And at some point, you realize you also have some tremendous fears of abandonment and betrayal that you've got to deal with along the way. That usually manifests as either you might have multiple relationships, or you might have chronic indecision regarding matters of love and marriage, or you might attract other people into your life who have those issues, you know, if you are not yourself like that. But if you cannot deal with your own inner insecurities, a lot of times, you know, you choose to kind of have what they call transitory multiple relationships, kind of like, you know, serial dating, if you will. Also, there's some possibilities if you're, you know, in marriage, might just, you know, just as multiple marriages are common with this card, you know, a lot of times. Especially you've got the seven hearts and Venus tells us that you're learning to let others be as they are and to heal your own fear of betrayal or abandonment. That first karma card, that six of hearts, tells us you arrive in this life with kind of a tendency to be maybe a little bit flawless about what other, you know, people feel or how they see things or whatever. And sometimes you also have this, you combine it with, you have a carefree nature that, you know, you just kind of think of, you know, tripping along, la la la, you know, red five, there's, you know, a little bit of writing, you know, going along the path to grandma's house and just kind of, you know, possibly, if you can think of it this way, stepping on the flowers as you go, you know, just kind of not quite noticing what you're doing there. But you can leave other people feeling kind of insecure about your affection. So in this lifetime, you learn the value of being consistent with your affections. And it takes time, so we you know, kind of naturally expect most of your romantic happiness is going to come a little bit later in life. And that's okay, because for a three of diamonds, those romantic drives and that desire for a relationship in this card usually sustain itself very well into the last years of your life. And then looking at the seven of diamonds as a planetary ruler here, it can make you lucky with money, but it can also make you worry about money more than you should. It's a really high spiritual influence that brings success by having you learn to let go of concerns. So it's really like, you know, accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. It's like kind of like, you know, don't worry, be happy, you know, kind of that idea. You have the potential actually to be a millionaire if you adopt what they call a fearless attitude about your finances. It gives you a lot of creativity, especially when it comes to promoting and selling things. You play a really strong sound of values and feel that your family is one of the most important things in your life. You can be very stubborn with things, especially about what you want and don't want and about the way you handle your finances. So does any of this ring a bell for you?
Oh, you know. I was like, wow.
Well, okay, let's see. Fish out of water. Is this really good or is it really bad? I don't know.
Wow.
Okay, I take that as we have a revelation there. Okay, good enough.
Okay.
Did you have any other questions in particular today?
I was calling about the guy I'm with now. Did you see anything, a miracle happen between me and him? Because our relationship, his sister don't like me. I don't know what he's doing with his money.
Ah, okay. I don't suppose you happen to know what his what his birth card is, do you? Because I can know that.
He's born September 9th, 1960.
September 9th? Let's see. Okay, 9th. So it's 9th month. September. Oh, 9-9. Okay, of 1960. Okay, so we'll put a gap there. Wow, 9-9. That's kind of cool. Okay, so he is a Virgo person there. That's surprising because usually Virgos are really good with that. Oh, wow. Okay, I see that attraction right there. He is that September birthday. He's a Two of Diamonds with a Jack of Spades. So let me look at that here. Two of Diamonds, Jack of Spades. And what I can tell you is when you have two cards that are together, like, you know, yours is a three and his is a two, what they call that is, let me see, it's called a moon card relationship. And, you know, you guys are really, you're really well suited for, you know, a long-term relationship if, you know, if you choose to do that, because that's, you know, the only thing with that is that your card being ahead of his numerically is that you would be, tend to be the leader in that relationship. It's like, okay, yeah, we have the moon and the spiritual, which indicates, you know, you guys have had a life together here before, and it's like, you know, a very, very loving one. He's a karmic lesson to you, okay, in the spiritual also. Man, your first three is like spiritual connections here with you guys. And then you've got that Venus in the spiritual. You got a Venus one in this real time, and you've also got the karmic lesson. Karmic lesson. The attraction with you guys is like, yeah, you're very attracted to, because what it actually uses here is what they call a 20-point system. It's like you have like think of a number line. You know, you got 10 points to the plus and 10 points to the minus. So you guys are sitting attracted to each other at a positive 5, which is pretty high. Okay, your intensity level, meaning, you know, how much you really argue or you know, don't get along, that's a negative 2. And it's like, that's really good too, because it means usually there's not a lot of conflict with the two of you. Your overall compatibility is a 6. So it's like, you know, this relationship, you know, again, it's, you know, if you guys want to choose, you know, to do something with that, it's like definitely, you know, this would be a very positive one that would, you know, could really potentially, you know, last your lifetime, do that, you know, for that kind of thing. What it is, though, is like you've got the financially creative card, but his is called the Wheeler Dealer card, and it's like, and this is where there's going to be some indecision and some, you know, some hard understand things, because where you're really creative and really, you know, it's like you say, you like to know where that money is going type of thing. He's kind of out there, he's got a lot of intuition on his own. He's got, but, you know, in case he's got a high set of values, often he's got a mission in life, which involves partners and others. There's a certain amount of ambition, usually for money, that keeps him, you know, kind of motivated. And that's good because sometimes, you know, he can get into a rut, especially with close relationships. But if he taps into his inner guidance, he's going to find a path awaiting him that's really fascinating, rewarding. He does best by establishing himself in one business, kind of sticking with it. And he's really one of the most successful cards in the deck. And he's really, you know, got himself to blame if he's not happy and productive. And they're called the Wheeler Dealer card because they like to be involved in business and finance, especially with friends and associates. It's a partnership card, which really usually chooses to work with others rather than alone. So this, you know, this kind of sound like, you know, a little bit about what he's doing, or it's like, you know, is he kind of having...
So what kind of like he does? I know he's a plumber and all, but I know he don't got his own business, dude. I don't know of.
Okay. So is it just kind of something that you guys really haven't sat down and talked about, or is it, you know, is it just something he doesn't want to talk about, or, you know, kind of what's the deal with that?
So you say he got his own business? So he got a business with his brother.
It just says he does best by establishing himself in one business and sticking with it. It's like, you know, establishing himself in one field of you know, study or whatever. It's like, and sticking with it. It's like, it's where he's going to find the most success.
Okay.
So if he's established in a business, it's like, you know, if he's established, you know, as you know, in a trade or whatever. It's like if he's, you know, in business, you know, as a, you know, carpenter or a plumber, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
he's
a plumber.
As it, okay. And he is doing that and doing a good job with it, doing well with it. It's that's going to bring him a lot of success. Okay.
Oh, okay. So you said
so
I should stick out with him even though his family don't want us together?
Say that again, stick with him even though he doesn't want to what?
No, he said I should stick with, you know, his family, his sister, don't want us together, his sisters, nieces. I'm like, he makes it seem like he's a millionaire the way they treat him.
Oh, wow.
That's how they treat him. I'm like, what's really, that's why I was asking him. What was he doing with his money? Because family treat him like they don't want him with me, and I don't know what's going on.
Oh my goodness! And I mean, have you asked him about that? Have you, you know, have you kind of asked him? You know, gee, what's happening here? Or you know, it's like what's going on?
I asked him. He said he's here with me, but his sisters, they don't want him here with me.
Okay, so his family doesn't like you. Okay, he likes you, but his family doesn't care for you. Okay, I see what you're saying. Wow.
Yeah, and I don't even know them like that. I don't know why they don't like me. And I ain't do nothing to them. I don't understand them.
Wow. You know, and if, I mean, is he? Are you guys happy together? It's like, you know, do you make you are you happy together? It's like, you know, how do you guys feel when you're with each other?
We don't do nothing. We go to church together, watch TV and stuff together, and then when family calls or when people call him from work, he's gone. At nighttime.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see. Yeah. Wow. Well, I was going to say that, you know, the working part I can understand. It's like, you know, if he's working a 40-hour week, he's going to be gone, you know, like Monday through Friday. If they have emergencies, which I know plumbers do on the weekends, it's like, yeah, he's going to be gone because, you know, he's out there working and, you know, making a living there. So it's like, so I understand. I mean, I understand that part. But so what you're saying is, you know, kind of the social stuff? It's like he's not including you with the social stuff or what?
Right, there you go.
Okay.
And you got women calling him all times of the night. That's why I'm like, damn, is he out there cheating on me? Is he out there with family members doing that? I don't know. That's why I'm like, should I just let it go and just move on?
Wow. Yeah, that's kind of... It kind of sounds unusual. I'm like going, yeah. You know, and I don't really have anything. I'm not really getting anything on that. This is one of those things where it's like definitely I would encourage you to call back in on one of Jethro's days. Or actually, on Tuesday, we have our love and relationship psychic, our musical psychic, Pamela. And she's
I talked to her before. She's good. She's good, too.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very much so. You know, so for myself, it's like all I can really say, you know, from what I see is that you guys would have really, you know, a good potential together if that's what you both choose to. You know, of course, then, you know, it's like anything else, free will. It's like, you know, you guys can have the best cards in the world together, and if one of the other partners, you know, decides, I don't want to do this, you know, then it's not going to work because, you know, we always have our free will always overrides, you know, anything that anybody else can tell us, okay?
Right.
You know, so and I'm really not getting any, you know, like I'm not really the one, you know, to do impressions. It's like for me to get impressions, it's like I am a little less skilled than some of the other people in this area. It's like I have to sit down and meditate for about 20 minutes before I get stuff coming in.
Oh, okay.
Which doesn't work well for, you know, for an on-air show. But
okay.
I would encourage you to call back on Tuesday when Pamela's on because you know, she's really good. Like, and then, you know, Wednesday nights, Jethro's on. He's on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then I'm hosting the Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday segment. So it's like, but call in on Pamela's day or call in on Jethro's day and just kind of see what kind of vibes they pick up.
Okay. I will.
You know, because what I'm saying is just like, well, you know, if
like
you
I know when I call,
together,
like,
you know?
I know Pamela's good, but last time I talked to her, she told me that me, the guy I'm with, the one I'm asking about, she's seen us having a baby together, and I was shocked, too. I was like, what?
Wow. Okay. Interesting there. It's like, it sounds like you need the rest of that story. Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's hear the rest of the story. All righty. Well, thank you for calling in today. And
you're welcome. Thank you for talking to me. I like how you let me too. You were good too.
Okay, well, like I say, I'm just a simple card reader. That's all I do on air. So I'm leaving it at that. And it's like, oh yeah.
Thank you. God bless you.
Alrighty, thank you, and thank you for calling in today. And call us again, and I know you will. And make sure you go to www.psychicsunwell.com and enter into the free gift basket giveaway, because, you know, enter every week, and Jethro gives us away on Fridays, and it's like all kinds of different stuff, and just view through the contact page.
Okay.
So make sure you do that. Alrighty.
I will. Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Have a great one.
Bye. You too.
Bye. Okay, let's see. And we've got a few more here. It's like I wasn't watching my time very good, guys. And let's see here. Well, first of all, I ended up being a little bit late because I was on another place in another space doing something else there and can kind of catch us. So it's like I'm going to off the bat apologize to some of our other callers here because we got a few of you called in. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I wasn't because, you know, she was the only person that called in there initially. So, all right. And I believe this is Rita. Rita, you called in. Hello, how you doing?
Hi, Kelly. Actually, I was private chatting you in the chat room. I have Yeah, I have the page up, but it's low. And I know because they stole power from my computer and my headphones broke, so I had just called in to listen. When I heard that caller, I got to tell you, I pulled three cards on her. And at the very beginning, and it was so fascinating at the end how she said, like, what Pamela sees her having a baby with this guy. Because the first card I pulled on her was, like, a Nine of Swords, which is, like, a very painful confrontation. And she has all these fears about this guy and his family. And, like, basically, she needs to say, all right, your family doesn't accept me. There's really no reason why, because I heard her tell you that on the air. So you have to choose, like, what are you going to, are we going to have a relationship, or are you going to choose your family and just, like, leave me dangling on a string? And then the next card, it did show, like, the celebration card, like a marriage. And then the third card was the sun, all bright and sunny. So if she just, like, gets up the nerve to confront this guy about her family, and then that all falls in line with the birth cards that you pulled in for the two of them that showed that they were compatible. Yeah.
Well, she's still online. She's still online in the queue, so hopefully she caught that. It's like, that
I hope she heard it. Yeah, I hope she heard it, because I actually even wrote in the chat room, I said, I wish I could talk to this woman because I don't see her here in the blog talk.
Start and answer a question. Okay, yeah, totally. Okay, it looks good. Anyway, good advice. All righty. And I see we've got more people in chat, and it's like I totally didn't have my head in the game there. Tell you what, Rita, you know what? I'm going to leave you on here with us, and it's like we have two more callers. We've got 14 minutes left, so I'm going to try to watch my time a little bit here. We're going to try to get to both of our callers, and our first one here is from area code 845. 845, you are on with us, and you've got Kelly and me today.
Hi, thank you guys for taking my call. Hi, Anna, how are you? How are you?
Cool.
Yeah. I haven't had my card read in a while, and Lord knows I'm overdue with spiritual messages. So if any of you would like to read me, that would be fine.
You bet. Let me see what's your month and date. Just the month
April 24th, 1961, and I was born on a Monday at 2:07 a.m., Kelly.
Wow. All righty, 2:07 a.m. Okay, so that was...
Boy, so you just wouldn't let your mother rest.
All righty. Mm-hmm. Let's see. She is April 24th. That's a 10 of clubs, and that's your birth card, and you've got a King of Spades. Wow, as your planetary ruler. King of Spades is really, really, really powerful card there. So it's like, you know, if you're not out there, you know, taking control of your own life, girl, I don't know. Somebody else, thank you. Because that is like the card of, you know, really being able to accomplish what you want to. And that's like, okay. The tennis club is mental accomplishment. You're a very independent person, regardless of gender. You can act as though you are a king or a queen, you know, in that suit. Women have kind of that analytical mind and nature. You all want a complete, you know, you want complete and unrestrained freedom to do what you choose when you choose to do it. You've come full circle in your quest for knowledge. You've got a really powerful mind, a consuming desire for more knowledge that makes you really progressive, usually very successful. In this life, you've got to learn to regain control over your mind, which has sometimes developed a mind of its own, and kind of think of this as a, you know, like the hamster on the wheel moment. It's like it just keeps going and going. Energizer Bunny, I'm thinking, you know, sometimes you have trouble sleeping at night because that just, you know, chatters a lot. But the best path back to self-mastery is just to really direct your mind into right motives, higher principles, and hard work. You are one of the cards you need hard work to keep busy to really be happy. You've got three of hearts in Mars. Makes for some emotional restlessness and some undecidedness about your choice of occupation, which can be a strain on relationships. It can hold you back from achieving some of your highest ambitions. And interesting here, it's like, see, I swear we did this by day, because here we've got a three of diamonds challenge card. There's that out. It tells you you're going to be doing a lot of experimenting and you work to find out what really satisfies you. And this is what I always do. When I did more of these, it's like we would have days where it's like people with the same birth card would call in like three or four of them. It was really amazing. It's like, I swear to God, it's energy. You've got a jack, a karma card. It can be a blessing or a curse, depending on how, you know, you choose to use it. It's called the card of the actor, but it's also known as card of the thief and card of the spiritual initiate, this jack state. The potential is here for great success in the arts, involvement with spiritual subjects, and study. But you also have the temptation to possibly use that in a less than scrupulous or honest way. The strong desire for spiritual wisdom and study of spiritual philosophy is going to bring you in contact with a lot of uplifting groups. It's going to increase your enjoyment of life. The most fulfillment is going to come through work that allows you some freedom and expression of your creativity. Your greatest challenge lies in making up your mind about which way to go or what it is that is truly going to satisfy you. In relationships, being so independent, powerful, and creative, you have some difficulty in establishing like long-term relationships. And here are some of your cards. This is, you know, look at Madonna, Barbra Streisand, and Shirley MacLaine as the perfect examples of this because they're also Ten of Clubs women, okay? The ones who realize the success potential of this card may just be better off. Okay, being single and admitting it up front. Oh, man, okay. But there's that undeniable thirst for love, and love has its own truth with which you must contend. Love always wants more of itself, wants more intimacy, which brings, you know, greater pleasure and feelings of union. For most people, it requires making a commitment, and this is where you've got the challenge. It's either you or your partner, whichever. They cannot make a choice to have just one person. So it's like a lot of times, you know, women like to have just the one guy, and it's like it's guys that kind of have the roving eyes. So it's like if it's not you personally wanting a lot of guys, it's like you might be drawing in a guy who wants a lot of girls. Regardless of your gender, you've got such a strong career and work drive. Few, if any, would sacrifice this for the sake of a personal relationship. The ones that do find satisfaction in marriage manage to maintain their careers while their husbands are, you know, take care of that domestic, you know, think of Mr. Mom, that domestic responsibility. Female Ten of Clubs, because of the queen in your Saturn position of life, have some emotional issues that make it difficult to achieve sometimes that depth of intimacy with the partners that you really want. And that combined with some highly independent, willful natures often precludes marriage or long-term relationships. You know, not necessarily always, but, you know, it's like can create problems there where you don't want them. Talks about you having a short attention span sometimes when it comes to personal relationships. So you got threes in Mars and Pluto. Makes you kind of like variety, like, you know, change frequently, you know, this and that. Sometimes you get the desire to experience many different relationships or, you know, multiple relationships at the same time. So I'm just going, go to a party, have some friends. You know, it's important to realize that you can have whatever you want in personal relationships. And you've got that King of Spades in your Venus position. Tells that you, more than any other card in the deck, can become the master of your own emotions and basically choose whatever you want in romance and marriage. It's just a matter of interest and personal commitment that separates you, you know, from those who have successful marriages from those who don't. For the most part, the world is kind of, you know, like for your taking. It's like, you know, so you got some really good cards there. And I'm going to look a little bit more at that King of Spades as your planetary ruler, so that's really amazing. Gives you a great deal of potential power, but along with it, a lot of responsibility, which few people choose to bear. So it's like you can kind of deck out, you know, from under that, and then you don't have the, you know, if you don't saddle yourself with that responsibility, you also don't get, you know, the gift that goes with it. You do have the ability to accomplish great feats in this lifetime, but you would have to abandon some of that creative and playful activity in order to attain this. Sometimes people call you bossy or stubborn, but you've got a lot of great wisdom to share with other people. And, you know, the big question is, will you follow your own wisdom? With that particular card, you know, you've got no excuse for not just, you know, be really having a really successful, satisfying life, you know, if that's what you want. But again, it reflects how our choices in life are the true measure of who we are. Uncertainty and concerns around love, marriage, and romance are also there to deal with, you know, whenever you decide to address them. And again, this is always that, you know, and you've got the free will to change it and make it whatever you want to, because it's like Play-Doh. Your life is like, you know, you've been playing with the Play-Doh of your life, okay? Does that make any sense? Any of this making any sense so far?
Sure. When the guy in the white horse comes up my driveway, hee-haw. But it's got to be the right man, and I'm not looking right now. I'm done with the players, you know, and the fools, and I hear you. My life is at a crossroad right now, and, you know, it's dead on. You know, men, when they're successful, they're, you know, assertive, you know, and when women are trying to be successful and do certain things, they're just aggressive, and, you know, that's
right, and bossy and stubborn and whatever. It's like, and I will say, you know, a lot of men have trouble being with a woman that's got a lot of power, unless they are, you know, really, I'll say, just really kind of a special breed, because it's like, you know, but you know what? There's always hope out there, because my grandmother had this one old thing. It says, there's a pot for every lid and a lid for every pot, and somewhere on the planet is a person just you. And it's like, you know,
Well, I appreciate that. Rita, do you see anything? Have any comments? Did I lose her?
No, I'm here.
Right. Oh, she's there. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
My thing is just your personal life, which I already know, and it's a validation, so it's not even worth reading it.
Right. Off air. It's like because I know I chat with you ladies a lot. It's like, Dan, we can totally go ahead and pick this up here, but we've got one more caller, and I'm not sure who our next caller is, and I would like to grab them real quick. So let me just put you back in the queue real fast, and hang in there. And thank you for calling. Really appreciate it. And make sure you go, you know, www.psychicgunwild.com and, you know, enter there for the free basket giveaway. Okay. And we have area code 352, you're on with us. We got about 5 minutes here, but we got to you today, so I'm happy to say that.
Hello.
Hello. Who are we talking with?
Nicole,
all righty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what is your month and day of birth?
March 9th,
okay, you are, cool, you're an Ace of Spades with a Two of Hearts as a planetary ruler, so... Know a little bit about the Ace of Spades people, simply because I have an Ace of Spades child and a Ace of Spades grandchild. So you guys are pretty cool. Okay. And what I will say on this is the Ace of Spades in this particular deck, it's like the representative card of, you know, of the whole deck. It's the card of ambition and secrets. And the Ace of Spades is the ancient symbol of the secret mysteries, the most spiritual card in the deck, and yet also the most ambitious and sometimes material-oriented in many cases. It's been known as the Magi card because the Ace of Spades was, and still is, the symbol used by many of the esoteric schools of knowledge. Among them is this order, the Magi, whose members are responsible for the preservation and dissemination of this card system that I've used. The Ace of Spades person usually has a lifelong conflict between the material worldly urges and their deep past life spiritual heritage. It's got a life path with 2 sevens, 2 nines, both spiritual numbers that represents trials and tribulations on the material plane. What those four spiritual cards are really telling you is that happiness is for you only, is going to come for you only going to be found by adopting a spiritual viewpoint about your life and seeking satisfaction spiritually. In fact, you've got more ability and resources in the spiritual realms than most any other card in the deck. And once you begin to look in that direction, many doors that are unavailable to most open up. It's the realization of this that's the challenge. Ace of Spades person seems to be a card of extremes. You know, sometimes you can be really highly materialistic and driven by, you know, your work or career or whatever. Or on the flip side, really spiritual with this, you know, open esoteric mind. Even with the spirit, they've got places and ways where they give to others. Giving is a part of your life that comes naturally to you. Your karmic card, that Seven of Hearts, suggests that some of your most challenging trials lie in the realm of relationships. And I hear the small person there. It's like,
oh, yeah.
family, you know, your relationships, family, and friendships. It also gives you a gift of being able to counsel your friends and others who are in need. Some even make a career of it, you know, so there's possibilities. Like, you know, take those psych classes and, you know, get your counseling thing and hang a shingle out and get paid for it.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're learning to let others be themselves and to love them unconditionally. Sometimes lessons are painful. In the end, you become very loving and considerate of others. Your mission is to find that inner peace that comes through a life of service and dedication to higher principles. As your karma from previous births is discharged, you come to realize this. You learn to follow the unwritten law that we reap what we sow. In many ways, you put yourself, you know, kind of on the cross, okay? Whenever you deviate from the law or disregard your spiritual nature, you seem to be unjustly punished, but it's kind of like that karmic thing, though. To the AC states who are most materialistic, they seem to have one problem after another. But when you follow that higher principle, that given the spirituality, listen to your inner voice, you're really guided and protected. And you find that inner peace you seek through awareness of your wealth of spirit. So it's, like, important to be spiritually rich, okay? That's what I'm going to say is the message with that. Success or failure of Ace of Spades relationships depends mostly whether upon, 90 seconds, I'm going to talk faster, taking a more spiritual approach to life in general. Those who are more materialistic minded find yourself challenged again and again in the areas of love. For those people that, you know, emotional attachment brings continual pain, there can be, you know, betrayal by loved ones, the family, disillusionment again and again, until you realize it's your own kind of subtle attachments that lie at the root of the problems. Another element that is prominent for you is you hold true love in such a high holistic place, kind of like that Ace of Clubs and others. The Ace of Diamonds, you know, 60 seconds, okay, here we go. Perfect union with another person, one that's either spiritual or at least eternal in nature. A lot of time, you know, so you sense the possibilities of a divine union of love. You often bring great expectations into your relationships. But once you kind of set that dream aside for a while, you start working on your emotions and communications and feelings. Your relationships improve, along with chances of finding your soulmate. Path in relationships is sometimes, you know, a difficult one, but it's not impossible. You've got a heart, you know, a very loving, giving person with precious dreams of love that await fulfillment. The ideal relationship is not beyond your capability, but a lot of times it comes later in life. And we're about to lose, okay, a blog talk's about to blog us off. I'm going to keep going here just for a moment. You've got this two hearts as your planetary ruler, and that's called the Lover's card. And therefore, you know, the 10 seconds, there we go, are extremely important to you, especially those of more intimate nature, because you please in personality ones that others find soothing and attractive. And if you're an eternally curious person who loves to learn new things and read new books, more than anything else, you're on a search for the perfect love partner. You've got that high standards, you know, and you're attracted to people, you know, who you share past lives. Only the highest form of love is going to satisfy you. It's got to be eternal and mystical. But until you find that perfect love, you usually make sure there's someone in your life that you can love. Love is very important to you. So on that note, I'm going to say please call us back. Pamela will be on Tuesday with us, because I do birth cards again here tomorrow. But on Tuesday, Pamela is with us, and she is really awesome and amazing with the things that she gets. And then, of course, Jethro is on later in the week. So call us back again, 773-897-6461, and make sure you go to www.psychicsconwell.com and enter for that free gift basket giveaway, because we're giving away one every week, and Jethro announces those on the Friday night shows at 8 o'clock Eastern time. So
okay. Way.
Come back and join a call back in. Join us again, and we'll see you again. And thank you.
All right, thank you.
You betcha. Have a great one.
You too.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you, everybody in chat. And they're going to be blogging us off here fairly soon. But, you know, thank all you guys for being here and for hanging out. Appreciate that. And we will see you again. I'll be on tomorrow. I guess I better go check my show time tomorrow, make sure, because I was late today, and the only reason I knew I was on because Rita checked and she says, you're on air. It's like, okay, well, I'm not, so I'm going to get on air right now. So anyway, but we'll be on tomorrow, and we're on here 7 days a week, so we'll see you guys again. And thank you so much for joining us here at Psychic Come Live.